FM.
ING Bank has put out a report called The Sense of Us, and it's meant to capture the things that Aussies are doing that make them unique. So, for example, they've said that 41% of people surveyed have found new friends on social media. I've never found a new friend on social media.
Yeah, I have, but yeah. I spend a lot of time there.
Who did you find?
Well, I met someone online who lived in Byron Bay, and when we went to Byron, I messaged and said, do you want to catch up?
Oh, right. That is...
it felt awkward.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them since.
A boy or a girl?
A girl?
But you did go and catch up with him.
Hey, James, I'm just meeting this guy I've been DMing in Byron. Yeah. It was a woman.
Met him on the socials. Seems like nothing sus. You ever made a new friend on social media?
Short term.
Right.
No, I never have.
So I have 51% of people surveyed use emojis in work emails, which apparently is non-professional. I use emojis all the time in work emails.
Oh,
yeah, same
really.
Here. Yeah. Only when I send an email from my phone, that's the only time I can do it. So I overdo it when I'm doing that.
When you're doing that. But here's the stat that's getting all the chat from this survey. Is that a third of Australians have said they care about their pets more than their siblings.
Ooh, ouch.
Where do you reckon? So now, a few years ago, I did a show at the Fringe here called The Family Lifeboat, and it was about the order in which Kel said she would save us all if we're on a sinking boat. And I, of course, came last after the dog and the two cats.
You're a competent swimmer, though. Oh,
yeah, that was kind of her defence. Yeah, but you can swim. The cats can't swim. I've got to get them in the lifeboat first. Mm. Where would the dog sit in your house, Beck?
Oh, he's the only person who's excited to see me when I get home.
Yes, see?
The only person. Yes. So I'm pretty high.
I could be home sometimes for hours and I haven't even seen Kel. I'm at the front door and that dog's right there. What about the dog in your house, Coz?
No, 100%. The way my wife talks to our cat, Poppy, I always hear her in a different room talking to the cat, and I just think, why can't you talk to me like that? Like, I want to be talked to like that. I want you to be excited to see me.
The thing with pets, see, I look at our dog. My love for our dog is a constant 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
doesn't change.
Righto.
And the dog's love for me is constant as
10
well.
10 out of 10, probably.
Where is my love for my son and my wife?
Oh.
It goes up and down a little bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes they drop below the dog. So sometimes I get that you would love the dog more than the other people in your house.
My wife loves my cat more than me so much that I would be fairly confident if I like hurt my leg that she would put me down. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.